All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, the creator of all the creations. We ask Allah Ta'ala to raise the rank of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At-Tahawi spoke about al-lawh al-mahfuz and al-qalam al-a'la. He said, "We believe in the lawh tablet and the qalam pen, and in all what is written on the tablet. So even if the whole creation agree upon precluding a thing which Allah Ta'ala has ordered written on the tablet that it will exist, the whole creation will not be able to preclude it. Likewise, if all creation agree to bring into existence a thing that Allah Ta'ala did not order written on the tablet, they will not be able to bring it into existence. The pen has finished writing what is to exist until the day of judgment. What has passed the slave by was not going to befall him, and what has befallen him was not going to pass him by." The explanation is the lawh tablet is a body under or above the arsh throne, which is the ceiling of paradise. The qalam pen is the body which was created after the original water and the arsh. The lawh was created after the qalam. In the hadith narrated by At-Tirmidhi and others, it is mentioned that Allah ordered the pen to write on the tablet the events to take place until the day of judgment. He said, "Inna awwala ma khalaqa Allahu ta'ala al-qalam, فَقَالَ اكْتُبْ قَالَ مَا اكْتُبْ قَالَ اكْتُبْ مَا كَانَ وَمَا يَكُونُ إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ." Every accountable person must believe in the pen, in the tablet, and in the occurrence of what is written on it. All the heavenly divine books revealed to the messengers are written on the tablet, and so is every small and important matter, as mentioned in the Quran in Surah Al-Qamar, Ayah 53, and Yasin, Ayah 12. وَكُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ أَحْصَيْنَاهُ فِي إِمَامٍ مُبِينٍ. The pen has finished writing all the events which will happen. Hence, no one will be able to change what has been written to happen. Whatever is willed to reach a person will not miss him, and whatever is willed to miss him will not reach him. At-Tahawi then said, "The slave must know that eternally Allah knew about every one of his creation prior to their existence. So he destined that which he knew firmly and irreversibly. No one among his creation in his heavens and earth can contradict, postpone, annihilate, change, transform, decrease, or increase any of it. As previously mentioned, before creating the creations, Allah knew about them. Allah created them in accordance with his knowledge and will. No one can delay or prevent what Allah willed to happen from happening." Then At-Tahawi said, "This is among the obligations of faith and the fundamentals of knowing Allah and professing His oneness and His lordship, as Allah Ta'ala said in His book Al-Furqan, Ayah 2, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَقَدَّرَهُ تَقْدِيرًا." It means Allah created and certainly destined everything. Allah Ta'ala said in Al-Ahzab, Ayah 38, وَكَانَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ قَدَرًا مَقْدُورًا. It means the creations of Allah are certainly by His destiny. So believing that everything happens according to Allah's will and knowledge and by His destiny is one of the fundamental beliefs of the Muslim. This is portrayed in the ayahs mentioned in the aforementioned text. Then At-Tahawi said, Woe to the one who becomes a disputer of Allah's destiny and who summons a corrupt heart to consider it. For he, by investigating the world of the unforeseen with his delusion, has sought a concealed secret and has become, by what he said about it, a sinful liar. This is an explicit dispraise of the Mu'tazila, who claim that matters take place different from what Allah willed. They claim that Allah willed for the blasphemers to believe, but it did not happen. Moreover, they claim that evil is created by people and not by Allah. Their deviance in this matter is a result of their methodology of relying solely on their own opinion while ignoring the religious texts. These people are sinful liars and deserve the severe punishment prepared for them by Allah. We ask Allah Ta'ala to keep us steadfast on the truth and to forgive our sins. At-Tahawi spoke about Al-Arsh and the Kursi, and he said, "The Arsh and the Kursi are real. Allah is in no need of the Arsh and what is underneath it. He knows about everything and is above everything in status. He disabled his creation from having an encompassing knowledge." Now the Grand Arsh and Kursi are both majestic creations of Allah. Both are mentioned in the Quran. In Surah Taha, Ayah 5 and Al-Baqarah 255, Allah said, "Ar-Rahmanu 'ala al-'arshi istawa." And then he said in Al-Baqarah, "Wasi'a kursiyyuhu as-samawati wal-ard." Hence believing in them is essential. The Arsh is the ceiling of paradise and is larger than it. It is the largest creation. In the hadith narrated by Ibn Hibban, the Prophet said, "Mas-samawatu as-sab'u fi jambi al-kursi illa ka halqatin fi ardin falat." وفضل العرش على الكرسي كفضل الفلات على الحلقة. It is mentioned that compared to the Kursi, the seven heavens are like a ring in a desert, and the Arsh compared to the Kursi is like the desert to the ring. Allah does not need these two bodies or any other creation, as Allah said in Fatir, Ayah 15, وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدِ. Allah has control over all the creations, including the Arsh. Allah does not sit on the Arsh or any other place, because He is the creator of all places and does not need His creation. Allah exists without a place. Only Allah knows about all places and about all things. The creations do not know everything. For example, no one knows the number of angels, including their leaders, except Allah. In Al-Muddathir, Ayah 31, Allah said, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُ. Obviously, the creations are unable to know all about them. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us steadfast on this creed, and Allah ta'ala knows best.